Book distribution techniques, honesty and cheating, etc. The Sankirtan party is selling Back to Godhead nicely, and if they display the record on a record player in the street, I think we can sell this album very nicely. Srila Prabhupada letter to Krishna Devi and Dinesh Chandra Das, 29th of September, 1968. My only suggestion for this selling is to get the books widely reviewed in different papers, and that is the only standard method of promoting this publication. By such reviews, as soon as there is some demand, all the booksellers will purchase from the publisher at least 3 copies each. That is the way of propagating sales organization. Srila Prabhupada letter to Brahmananda, December 19, 1968. The best thing will be, therefore, to organize sales of our books as other publishers are doing. The simple and approved method is to appoint at least 1,000 stores and booksellers who agree to purchase at least 3 copies apiece of our books as soon as they are published. This means that if we have 1,000 dealers, we can immediately sell 3,000 copies, and this will give us sustenance for conducting our publication activities. I do not think it is a very difficult task to appoint such selling agents throughout the country. So yourself and Gargamuni should take charge of this organization, and for press management, others shall take charge. In this way, if we can work on our publications, all of our poverty shall immediately be subsided. So think over this matter seriously. Srila Prabhupada letter to Brahmananda, 30th of January, 1969. Regarding teachings of Lord Chaitanya, I am very glad to know that you are hopeful for great success. The store's demand of 40% for at least 4 copies is all right. There are about 1,000 stores in New York at least. So if they take 3 copies each, we immediately distribute 3,000 copies. Similarly, in the other big cities, we can distribute at least 1,000 in each city. There are at least 25 important cities in your country. So in each city, if we distribute at least 1,000 copies, there is potency of distributing 25,000 copies in your country only, what to speak of other countries, like England or any other part of the world where English is spoken. So it requires only organization. And now that we have special ISKCON Books Department, simply for the promotion and publication of our literatures, and you also have the help of Nayana Baram and Bali Mardan, so the future looks very hopeful. Now you should definitely organize to distribute amongst the stores in the same conditions you have mentioned. Then our publication department will be a grand success. Srila Prabhupada letter to Brahmananda, 6th of May, 1969. I understand that you are feeling some inconvenience due to police interruption, but we have to make the best of a bad bargain. There is a Sanskrit proverb, Shate Satya Macharita, and this means if somebody is cunning, we must also become cunning. To a cunning person, we must not be a simpleton. Krishna consciousness devotees are expected to be very intelligent. So we have to work very intelligently to prove our advancement in Krishna consciousness. I think you should keep a table by the Sankirtan party, a table with a charity box, and our books and literature for sale. You go on with your work as usual, and when the police come, you say you are not canvassing. You have simply kept a table, and whoever wishes to purchase may do so. This is called Shate Satyamar Charita. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hansa Duda, 8th of June, 1969. Regarding what to do with the eyes while on Sankirtan, your suggestion to look in the faces of the people and try to convince them of the sincerity of our movement is best. There is no need of artificial things like seeing the spirit soul. We talk and we talk on Krishna topics. That is all. Srila Prabhupada letter to Jagadish, 27th of February, 1970. These books are so nice that anyone who reads them is sure to become Krishna conscious. You can show them Krishna books and ask them to read any part, and if they like what they have read, they should purchase, and if not, you will walk away. Who could resist? Krishna book is so nice that everyone will like it, either as a storybook, or history, or philosophy, or whatever. They are sure to be attracted. Simply it depends on your presentation. So do it nicely, and Krishna will help you. Srila Prabhupada letter to Shukadev, March 25th, 1971. These books are the best advertising. They are better than advertising. If we simply present Krishna consciousness in a serious and attractive way, without need to resort to fashionable slogans or tricks, that is sufficient. Our unique asset is our purity. No one anywhere can match it. That will be noticed eventually and appreciated. As long as we do not diminish or neglect the highest standard of purity in performing our routine work, not that we require to display or announce ourselves in very clear ways to get attention, no, our pure standard is enough. Let us stand on that basis. Srila Prabhupada letter to Yogeshwar, December 28, 1971. Regarding salesmanship, it is a great art. It can be used for selling Krishna consciousness also. I am very much gladdened that you are so much enthusiastic, and you may know it, that Krishna will help such enthusiastic devotees. May Krishna bless you all around. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Duda, January 20th, 1972. So far, the meaning of the word cheating. There are only three things to be known. That Krishna is the supreme enjoyer, the supreme proprietor of everything, and the supreme friend of everyone. And we say that honesty is acting upon the knowledge of these three facts. So if one is always acting under these three facts, knowing Krishna to be the supreme proprietor, enjoyer, and friend, then he is truly honest. And if one is not acting in this knowledge, then he is always cheating or being dishonest. So if you apply this to your techniques for selling literature to persons in the Sankirtan party, then you will understand what is the meaning of the word cheating. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhaktadas, May 2nd, 1972. Regarding the question you have raised about traveling Sankirtan parties and selling of books, yes, we want money. So that is the real preaching, selling books. Who can speak better than the books? At least, whoever buys, he will look over. If you have to sell books, do it by hook or by crook. The real preaching is selling books. You should know the tactic, how to sell without irritating. What your lecture will do for 3 minutes. But if he reads one page, his life may be turned. We don't want to irritate anyone, however. If he goes away by your aggressive tactics, then you are nonsense, and it is your failure. Neither you could sell a book, neither he would remain. But if he buys a book, that is the real successful preaching. This is the certificate of my Guru Maharaj. If someone, a brahmachari, would sell a one-paisa magazine, if one of our brahmacharis would go and sell a few copies, he would be very, very glad and say, "Oh, you are so nice." So distribution of literature is our real preaching. Now, if you cannot handle the matter nicely, that is your fault. But the success of your preaching will be substantiated by how many books are sold. Anything you want to sell, you have to a little canvas. So he gives some money for the service of Krishna. That is his good luck. And he gets the chance to read some transcendental knowledge. But if you only irritate and he goes away, that is your less intelligence. The fact is that we have to adopt the same tactics as ordinary salesmen adopt, but the difference is we do it for the satisfaction of Krishna. They do it for sense gratification. Actually, we have experienced that sometimes out of sentiment, someone gives to ISKCON and then laments and wants it back. But that does not mean we should give it back. Our policy is that his money, which would have been used for purchasing cigarettes, liquor, sex literature, meat, will give him the opportunity to gradually become purified. So if by tactics we save that money from being spent on cigarette packets, that is good. If we can take some money and give some literature, that is good service. So far irritation is concerned, a child is also irritated when he is given instructions, but that does not mean that we should stop. Invite them to our feast. That is a better indication. So if the Sankirtan parties in Satsrup Zone are irritating the public for selling so many books, that is one thing. But by their selling books, they are doing the greatest service. What your 1 hour of preaching will do, they will hear and go away. But if they have one book at home, they will read, their friends will read, and something solid work is done. So the art is to sell many, many books, and not to irritate the public, so you may instruct all the others how to do this successfully. That is sannyas. That is GBC. There are so many places to go. So why there should be business competition? Sankirtan parties in New York? This problem should be adjusted between the GBC men. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bali Mardan, 30th of September, 1972. So far, this making some false story for collecting money or selling book. Of course, we may do anything for Krishna, but that is supposed to be reserved for very advanced experts in Krishna consciousness. They know how to catch the big fish without themselves getting wet. So it is not very much advisable to make lies just to sell books. If we simply stick to describing how wonderful Krishna is, then whatever we may lie or exaggerate, that will not be lie. But other things, lies, they will not help us to train ourselves in truthfulness. Lie to some, not to others, that is not a good philosophy. Rather, the Brahmins are always truthful, even to their enemies. There is sufficient merit in our books that if you simply describe them sincerely to anyone, they will buy. That art you must develop, not art of lying. Convince them to give by your preaching the absolute truth, not by tricking. That is the more mature stage of development of Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada letter to Sri Govinda, 25th of December, 1972. Yes, if it is enhancing our distribution of books to wear warm clothes, like coat pants in winter, I have no objection. You may wear them. Of course, we may take money for Krishna using any method of beg, borrow, and steal, but more advanced understanding of Krishna consciousness process is that by telling the truth in a very palatable way, that is the most successful system. You're mentioning Bangladesh feeding of refugees. Of course, we are feeding sometimes the local inhabitants, up to 1,000 persons on some occasions. But there is no organized program of feeding the refugees at Mayapur. In fact, so far I have seen, all the refugees from Nadia district have gone back to Bangladesh. There are no more refugee camps. So it will not be truth to say to people like that, but I have no objection if they give more hearing such thing. Let them say, who will check us? We may tell any damn thing to induce people to give us money on Krishna's behalf. That is not the point. The point is that by saying lies, the less advanced neophyte devotees may become entangled or disturbed in their minds by it. Of course, by their collecting more money and giving to Krishna, he will relieve them of all anxiety of telling lies. But not everyone is able to catch the big fish without themselves becoming wet. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bali Mardan, 31st of December, 1972. I am convinced that if you simply glorify Krishna and our books in the best descriptive manner, that anyone and everyone, no matter even atheist or otherwise, they can be convinced to purchase. Of course, that is the great art, and not everyone can do it. But gradually, by practice of preaching in this way, striving to so much present a wonderful picture of our books to the people. Gradually you will master the trick, how to do it. Being the senior devotee there, you may give the younger students all good instruction and advice how to do this, but not for any reason shall we decrease the book sales and collection monthly over some small lying about Bangladesh or other things. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bali Maradan, 31st of December, 1972. Regarding book distribution, everyone, including book distributors, must follow the standard regulations. Book distribution is preaching. It should not be thought of as done for money. It is executed as a preaching purpose. With these guidelines in mind, try to distribute as many books as possible. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kurushrestha, 23rd of July, 1973. I am especially encouraged by your increasing distribution of books. This is our primary business, to sell these transcendental literatures profusely all over the world. And your methods, which you have introduced for distributing the books, are very much liked by me and approved fully. Whatever we have to do to induce people to take a book, that is nice. We shall judge a thing by its results, not by its means. But at the same time, we must avoid irritating anyone or disappointing anyone later by cheating them or telling big lies which become detected. Your program for approaching the businessmen in their offices is especially liked by me. Now tax your brain to create programs for engaging the wider and wider classes of population in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada letter to Damodar, September 1st, 1973. I am very keen on the distribution of my books, and I am very indebted to all of you for your untiring efforts to see that every man and woman in America get one of my books. If they simply read one page, even if they do nothing else, they can become perfect. I have read the plans of Rameswara and Tripurari to attend the fair and distribute to the thousands of people who are coming. Whatever transcendental tactics you leaders think best for distributing the books, you can employ. Please keep me informed of your progress as the fair develops. Srila Prabhupada letter to Bhavananda and Jayapatak, 20th of April, 1974. If we simply speak nicely to a person and try sincerely to get him to take the book, he'll take it. Why should we adopt unfair means? We should not do anything which will create a bad impression or make us unpopular. People are after these books. They are hankering for them. We don't need to take cheating method. I never had to use any cheating method when I first began. I simply presented the real thing. Basically and practically speaking, everything that is done sincerely for Krishna's satisfaction is perfect. But we have to be very, very careful in our dealings with others so that they will not take the wrong view. Just like the gopis, they left their homes in the dead of night to go and meet this young boy Krishna for kissing and embracing. To the ordinary person, this is sinful, but to the devotee, it is worshipable and is considered the highest form of devotion, even by Lord Chaitanya, who was himself a very strict sannyasi. Therefore, we are very careful not to discuss this Ras Lila in the presence of ordinary men, because they will only misunderstand and commit offense. While dealing with the ordinary men, we must spread this movement in such a way that they will not misunderstand us and take offense. Try to sell as many of my books as possible to your best ability. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameswara, 1st of January, 1975. I have considered this matter of record distribution and have decided that it should immediately be stopped. It has simply caused havoc. It should be stopped everywhere. The stress must be on books. Nothing else needs to be sold. If someone hears a record, he will not understand anything of our philosophy. He will simply enjoy it as sense gratification. But if he gets a book and reads even one page, then he may very likely be induced to take part in our movement. These records are not important. My books are important. You should make arrangement to distribute them in as much quantity as possible. Srila Prabhupada letter to Hamsa Dutadas, 6th of January, 1975. Regarding dishonest means being used, I have never advised or taught anyone like that. That is not my idea. This record distribution has caused havoc. It should be stopped immediately. I have also asked Hamsa Duta to stop it. Book distribution is our real business. If we give them a record, they simply hear some magical sounds and take it for sense gratification. But if they receive one of our books and read even one page, they will get eternally benefited. Therefore, I am stressing this book distribution, not other things. Stop record selling completely. This is my order. Srila Prabhupada letter to Ajit Das, 6th of January, 1975. See what is the actual situation here in London. Study it very carefully, and let me know how things are going. Hamsa Duta was giving stress to selling records using all tricks, by any means. The incident in Germany has caused havoc all over the world. It is hampering our reputation everywhere. I do not want this record distribution to continue. It must be stopped immediately. I have already informed Hamsa Duta. Distributing books is our real business, not these records. Has anyone ever become convinced in Krishna consciousness by listening to this record? No. He will simply think it is nice magical sounds, that's all. But if he reads one book, he will be convinced about spiritual life. That is our success. So stop this record distribution immediately everywhere, and stress book distribution more and more. Enclosed is one letter from Ajit Das, who is the Stockholm Temple president. He is expressing the typical type of anxiety and confusion which arises from this record-selling business. Srila Prabhupada letter to Brahmananda Swami, Bombay, 7th January, 1975. Regarding the controversy about book distribution techniques, you are right. Our occupation must be honest. Everyone should adore our members as honest. If we do something which is deteriorating to the popular sentiments of the public in favor of our movement, that is not good. Somehow or other, we should not become unpopular in the public eye. These dishonest methods must be stopped. It is hampering our reputation all over the world. Money collected for feeding people in India should be collected under the name ISKCON Food Relief, not any other name. And every farthing of that money must be sent to India, or better yet, buy food grains there and ship them here, and we will distribute. But every farthing collected for that purpose must be used for that purpose. I have already sent one letter to Rameshwara explaining these points. Srila Prabhupada's letter to Rupanuga Das, 9th of January, 1975. Regarding the question about selling records there, I have already told Hamsa Duta that it may continue temporarily until the stock is finished, but you must give a book with each record. Srila Prabhupada letter to Prabhu Vishnu Das, 3rd of February, 1975. Thank you for sending the book reviews. They are very encouraging to me. As much as possible, we want our books to be accepted by all learned circles of men. Regarding sending books freely to any library, the system you can adopt is to send the books and tell them to read over for 1 week's time. If they do not like the book, they should send it back at our cost. If they like it and want it, then they can send the amount of money to us, whatever the book sells for. But we cannot give books away free to anyone. They must be paid for. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kirti Raj Das, 28th of May, 1975. Regarding the problem of how to be aggressive on Sankirtan and submissive in the temple, my request to you is that you should go on being aggressive on Sankirtan. I myself was aggressive in coming to your country. No one invited me. Even you boys and girls did not invite me. But I came, and I preached aggressively, and therefore you are now my disciples. So now, you well know you have to approach the men and women of your country, and it may appear that superficially you have to disturb them. They are doing their business peacefully, and you come and disturb them. Please, take this Krishna book. Of course it is good that you are concerned about being chaste, shy, and submissive amongst your God brothers. Chanaka Pandit said that every man should see all other women as mother, And similarly, a woman should see all men as son. So what is your difficulty? If you are completely aggressive on Sankirtan, there should be no material aggressiveness and pride remaining. You have to distinguish between devotees and non-devotees. Aggression for the cause of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is pure. If you become completely absorbed in such aggression to spread the Sankirtan movement, there will be no question of wanting to lord it over in the temple. Preaching purifies us of these material tendencies for sense gratification. It is simply a matter of time that you will see this. Do not worry. Krishna will help you. Srila Prabhupada letter to Srimati Jagadatri Pashupati Sailogata and Pamela Devi Dasi, 30th of July, 1975. Regarding the free distribution of books, there is no need in this country. They have sufficient money, and sometimes they pay more than the price. Here in this country, if literature is given free of charge, they throw it away. In most cases, we offer our books and ask for a contribution, and sometimes they pay three or four times the requested price. So about money matters, they are very liberal. Krishna has given them money, and they spend it very liberally. Srila Prabhupada letter to Dr. Knight, 7th of August, 1975. Regarding the libraries taking the books, they can be given up to 25% discount. We shall take a standing order from them and supply whatever we can, and the balance by and by. Srila Prabhupada letter to Mahamsa Swami, 9th of September, 1975. I have read the clipping, and you have also mentioned of the women wearing carmi clothes and going into sex movies and bars late at night for collecting. So this kind of canvassing should be immediately stopped. Srila Prabhupada letter to Nalini Kanta Das, 21st of November, 1975. The results show that there is no limit to our book distribution. Our books are qualified to be distributed unlimitedly. We are not fiction writers. It is a fact that no expert book salesman can compete with our men. The librarian has noted the difference between our men and other publishers' men. We are working for heart and soul, not for money. Such expert salesmen would have to be paid at least $1,000 per month. That means if they had as many men as our library party, they would have to pay at least $15,000 per month. Srila Prabhupada letter to Rameshwar, 18th of January, 1976. Regarding the donation of $6,000 for distribution of books, you can send one or two copies to very distinguished men. You can address them, "Sir, kindly have a glance over these books. If you like, you can keep them and send the price, or if not, you can return them at our cost. In this way, you can write them. But don't give them freely. There should be either the option to pay or return. Neither you should give the books to the librarians of public and hospital libraries. It will not be fruitful. They have their managing committees, so approach these men individually to purchase books for the libraries." Srila Prabhupada letter to Jayatirtha, 22nd of January, 1976. Regarding distribution of my books, somebody may say something, but that doesn't matter. Somehow or other, they are taking our Krishna book. However, it should be done, so there is not legal implication. And aggressiveness is not good. That should be checked. Srila Prabhupada letter to Gaudiyadas, 16th of February, 1976. A film showing illegal techniques of distributing my books, Money Shuffle, was never authorized by me. If it is actually a fact what you say, then stop it immediately. In all our dealings, we should be above suspicion. They say first impressions are lasting. If someone feels cheated by our men because they are using dubious methods of distribution and collecting money, our purity may be doubted and reputation spoiled. So please do not allow such film showing to take place until I have seen the film personally. Srila Prabhupada letter to Kirtananda, 15th of October, 1976.